UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, Senator.
Ares 31, me neither.
71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And it was anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Off this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Emergency 1095. Yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Same airplanes.
Howdy dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, Bob, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. You're listening to the UFO Chronicles podcast. How are we all doing? Thanks for stopping by. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. We have two guests on tonight. Ari will be sharing an encounter she had in El Paso and some other strange occurrences. Then we head north to Canada to talk to Ricky about sightings of bright white lights buzzing the skies up there. Welcome to the show, Ari.
Hi, thank you.
Now, you had a UFO sighting back in 2010 in El Paso?
Yes, I did. It would have been around 2010, 2011, I don't remember. But at the time, I was in high school, like around 14, 15 years old.
Do you want to let the listeners know what you were doing and what you saw?
Sure, yeah. I had been outside with my family, my parents, and my younger brother swimming. It was kind of like in the early afternoon, maybe 3 p.m. or something like that. Normal day, the sky, this is in West Texas, so the sky was very clear, blue, no clouds, really great visibility. And I had taken a break from swimming just to like sit at the edge of the pool, and I got a weird, like, sudden urge to look up. You know, like, when that feeling when you feel like someone is looking at you or, like, you're being watched or talked about? It was sort of like that. I just felt like I should look up. And I did right at this. I looked up past the roof of my house to part of the sky where I saw a triangular, like, a rounded triangular silver floating thing, and it was just like hovering completely still. It wasn't making any sound. I didn't see any like windows or lights on it or anything that would make it look like a plane or helicopter or even like a balloon. Like, it was just completely still. And then as soon as I saw it, I was like more terrified than I've ever been before or since. It just looked wrong. Like, it looked so different than anything I had seen. And like, the sighting only happened, it was like 3 seconds maybe, but I just went through so many emotions and thoughts in that short amount of time, because seeing something like that, I think, just really can shatter your idea of what you think reality is and what you think exists, what you think you understand. So I look up, I see this silver craft. As soon as I saw it, I got like a sick feeling, like it noticed me noticing it. a kind of like weird mutual, like we see each other. And then as soon as I did look at it, it went from being still to kind of wobbling a little bit, like something floating in water. And then it like went up and around behind the top of my, like the roof, where the line of the roof like met the sky, so I couldn't see it anymore. It just like looped up and around out of view, like kind of like a question mark, like that top, like the top part of a question mark. And then that's it. I was horrified. I didn't say anything to anybody. My family did not see anything. They were like busy swimming still. And I just thought, like, I have no idea what I just saw. That was terrifying. I did kind of jump to some conclusions at the time. I was like, well, if that was some kind of, if it was what it looked like it was, if it was a spaceship full of aliens, or if it was even some weird, like, secret government plane or something, whatever it was, it felt like I should not have seen that. And that then I was just afraid, what's going to happen? This is a residential, a quiet, like, residential neighborhood. What is something like that doing somewhere like this? Are we in danger? Are we being attacked? Are we being invaded? Just like so many questions that I had after that. But I didn't tell anybody for years. I didn't tell anyone immediately because I thought, like, I didn't want to scare them. So I basically just got up and was like, okay, guys, I'm going to sit inside. And they were like, okay, went inside. Pretty much just like had to deal with that by myself for a few years until I saw something else with another witness. And then I kind of felt better about like opening up about this other thing that I saw.
What was it you saw with the other witness?
Oh, this would have been like, I think my senior year of high school. So a couple years later, I was with a friend driving. It was later at night. We were going to some like school dance or something, like a prom, I don't remember. And as we were driving, we saw, neither of us addressed it for a while, but we saw this orange light kind of keeping pace with the car. It just looked like a big orange glowing light. And neither of us addressed it. It kind of creeped me out, so I didn't say anything. And then my friend pointed it out and said, asked me if I saw it. And it was moving strangely, like a plane wouldn't move. Like it was going, it would go kind of quickly for a second and then just kind of hover and then like move slowly and then like go up for a little while. It was moving kind of strangely. So we parked at the parking lot of our high school, which is kind of on a hill. So we had a good vantage point of like the city below and we were a little bit high up. And it was close enough to us that it looked like it was going around our high school. So I was kind of creeped out and I hung back, but my friend got out of the car and went closer to look at it. And then it went out of sight after a while. But when he came back, he told me he saw that there was nothing, no like solid form to it. It just looked like a fireball or like a lava lamp kind of plasma, like red amorphous flaming glowing thing. And then, yeah. And then after that, I kind of felt more okay sharing what I had seen before by myself.
And after your initial sight and you started having some experiences.
I did have sleep paralysis after the first one that I saw, I think maybe out of stress, because I could not sleep after that. I was horrified. So anxious all the time. I really did not go out to my backyard very often after either. So I think it could have been stress related, but I did have sleep paralysis. I did one time did have a sleep paralysis experience that I woke up to a very bright light at my bedroom window that filled my whole room. And then I had that same eerie feeling that once I was conscious and I looked at this light that it noticed me back, and I felt a pull, like a classic like tractor beam type thing, like pulling me towards the window. But I would always like resist a lot with sleep paralysis, so I think I just resisted so much that I didn't, like, it didn't go any further than that, and I was able to just go back to sleep. Stuff like that. I would just have a lot of I had like nightmares and sleep paralysis related to after that, I really truly think was like stress induced. I'm wondering, well, this is something that I don't necessarily think is paranormal, but it was frightening. And I did experience this with the same person that I saw that orange fireball with. And I was just curious if other people, like, we've heard a lot of other people having similar experiences, but I don't know if it's, like, I would love to have some sort of explanation for it. This friend that I saw the orange fireball with had told me when he was a young kid, he was like, he sometimes used to sleep in his parents' bedroom, but you couldn't, like, lock the door from the inside. So when he would come sleep in his parents' bedroom, and he says one night, he woke up and saw a glowing green figure that picked him up. And then he has, like, a lapse in memory, and he remembers being held, like, carried like a baby in the arms of this, like, tall, glowing green figure, and that it held its finger up, like in a shushing kind of motion, and then, like, set him back down in the hallway outside of his parents' bedroom. So when they had woken up the next morning, they went outside and were confused as to how he could get out there because of the way the door locked, and that he told them that there was a glowing man that took him, and they were just like, brushed it off. Anyway, that friend is who I saw both the orange fireball with, and then stayed a lot at a farm out kind of 30 or 40 minutes outside of El Paso, where we did have some weird experiences.
Really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your encounter.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you having me.
I'd like to welcome Ricky to the show. Welcome to the show, Ricky.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your sighting. Your sighting occurred in 2009?
That's correct.
Would you like to walk the listeners into what you were doing and what you experienced, please, Ricky?
Absolutely. It was during the summer. I can't exactly remember what month it was, but it was dead summer. And In my relative's backyard, where I actually am talking to you from right now, there's a field that kind of goes out to the tree line into the forest. And above the tree line one evening, a friend and I were out in the back, and we noticed a light just kind of pop out of nowhere, and just kind of, like, I don't know, it was so bright, kind of hard to explain. We weren't close enough to feel any heat coming from this thing, but it was so bright, it was almost like I could see the heat. And this thing kind of just moved back and forth above the tree line and then blinked out. And then that was it. And, you know, it wasn't too exciting. And it wasn't that profound, being my first sighting. I guess I should let you know, had a fascination with flying saucers, UFOs, that whole story. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. And back then there was this show called Unsolved Mysteries. And as a kid, my first introduction to all of this was the Falcon Lake incident in Manitoba, where the gentleman came across a flying saucer and ultimately was injured from his experience. And that was my first, you know, introduction to all this. So it made my, you know, fascination just go crazy. And then when I had that first sighting, it was so boring that, you know, it really wasn't that exciting. It was just like, oh, that's what I was waiting for all these years. It wasn't a flying saucer, of course, but it was a bright light. But it had, ultimately what it had done is just sent my imagination wild, where I wanted to just, you know, figure out, like, was this a UFO that I had seen, or was this, could this be explained? And then going through lists and lists and figuring out, you know, okay, well, no, I guess maybe this was a genuine sighting that I had. It just sparked an interest into other things. Like, I became very interested in ancient astronaut theory and Eric von Daniken's books and Sitchin's books and the Ancient Alien show that came out. And then I guess after that, I started paying attention to the sky a little more, and eventually started seeing stranger lights and things flying around out there that I couldn't explain. And it didn't matter where I was. It didn't matter if I was at home here in Manitoba or if I was, you know, out in a different town. You know, they're there. They're everywhere. That's what started it all for me. I guess going through the timeline since then, other sightings started occurring. Like I remember being outside of work one day and my boss was driving me home and we were pulling out of the driveway from this restaurant. And I jumped out of the van because I saw one of these lights blink in, and it was around dusk. And all it did was just, you know, sit there, go down, and then kind of disappear. And then that was it. And my boss is looking at me like I was crazy because I jumped out of the car. And I think later on, you know, after seeing them, my reaction started calming. I wasn't getting as excited over them anymore. Now it was just like, huh, yeah, these things are there. They're everywhere. I started noticing them almost like they're investigating things. I remember there was a firework show here in my hometown, and one of these lights had, just like they normally do, they blink in and they blink out. One of these lights I noticed was, it almost like it was investigating what these fireworks were doing in its behavior. Was like a fish. Like, I don't know, when a fish swims and it's looking at something inside of a bowl, it's got that movement. And that's what this reminded me of, what this thing was doing. It's like it was investigating, and it seemed like it was curious as to what these things were doing. I guess when I moved to Winnipeg, I started going to the library and reading books on abduction stories. Again, just random books on people experiencing this all over the place, checking out the internet, having sightings in Winnipeg. Same thing. They're just the lights that you can't explain. Seeing them move, they move like super fast. It seems like there's like some kind of a, like, I don't know, highway or something. Probably, I think the most profound sighting that I had would have been last year. And I think I'm pretty sure I informed you about that before we started talking. But this one happened late at night after a long day at work. I was sitting in my cabin at a resort where I had been. I was in Ontario, and I was sitting in the cabin after work, like I normally would do. And something prompted me to kind of get up out of my chair and go outside and look in the sky. And of course, there was one of these lights, and this thing just let me observe it for almost like 5 minutes. Just kind of floating around up there. And it was strange because normally if I wanted air, I would have just got up and went into the porch and got my air and went and sat back down. But I got up right out of my chair, went right outside and looked to exactly where this thing was. And there it was. And it was just, I still think about that. And it was just like, it's almost like it was controlling me somehow. I don't too much craziness going on there, but it definitely was something strange. Again, going back into Winnipeg, after that particular sighting, just noticing them everywhere. It's even gotten to the point where I approached Mr. Daryl Sims through email. He's a doctor who, I guess, deals with lots of abduction cases and contactee cases, and just wanted to give him my information just to see if what he thinks was happening was a case of contactee, or, you know, a case of, you know, am I experiencing these, or, you know, can they easily be explained, blah, blah, blah. But he figures it was some kind of a contactee type thing, mildly, I guess. Last year, I moved back home in the winter, actually probably around this time, November. And again, started seeing the lights again around here. I was on my way to work one morning at a lodge just down the highway from my relative's place. There was the light right above the lodge. It was close. This one was hovering right above the building. And one of my neighbors got to have his first sighting. And he was pretty amazed at watching this thing, because he was on his way to work. One of my coworkers picked me up and he was pretty excited watching this thing. So it's exciting. It's never a dull moment when you see these things, that's for sure. We've even seen like groups of two of these things flying together, which is just, I don't know how to explain it, because it's almost like wings, but you don't see anything in between, just two points of light flying together. And we've seen the kind out here that the best way I can explain it is like a laser pointer. When you shake laser pointer against a wall, it makes that squiggle. We've seen lights do that, and then they continue on and then blink out. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just the crazy white lights that I see out here. And I say we because I talk to a lot of people around the community, and I'm not the only one seeing them, and they happen so often that just a common occurrence here. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all the stuff that I see. It's and I continue to see them.
I think in Canada, I think it's 3 or 4 reported sightings a day, which is kind of high.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that, and I believe there's probably even more than that. People not reporting them, ordered them.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of activity up in Canada. That's for sure.
It's like I get the sense that it's almost like an intersection, you know, because you, like especially in Winnipeg, when you're in the Forks area, that's an area of the city where there's a park, and looking up, like that's where I've seen these things moving at such fast speeds, and then you'll see one coming the other way at a different course, you know, moving slowly. And that's why I call it almost like a highway or something. There's something going on, you know, that we can't see. And all we're seeing is the light, right? So.
Sure. Yeah. I think Canada is just a great place to be. Why wouldn't they visit?
Yeah. Yeah.
it was interesting when you were going back to when you had the urge to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I hear time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone could be just sat watching TV and they'd have the urge to go just outside and do something. You know, maybe there's something that is on their mind and they're like, I have to move this, or I have to see this, or I have to, you know, like go out, have some air, whatever. And I hear it quite a lot. And then someone will have an experience. Like as if someone's being called outside to, hi, we're here.
Yeah. So, well, that's exactly what it feels like, right? It's like they're there, and like, I don't want to say... Because I've said in the past, it was almost like a telepathic thing, but people seem to get confused and they think that when I say that, they think that you have a conversation with them, but that's not what it's like. That's not what it was like for me. It is almost like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. You're just prompted to get up and go and do this, and like a download, maybe? I don't know. You said you heard it lots. What do you think?
They usually, when people get it, the issue is always followed by a sighting of some sort. So I definitely believe there's something in it. Mm. Yeah, it's a tough one. I hear it quite a lot.
Concluded from what I've experienced and what I've researched and what I've listened to, like the combination of all that. And I heard a really good question the other day. I can't remember who posed it, but it was somebody on Reddit posed the question as to why people think that in the 40s and 50s, you know, flying saucer sightings were common, and then it kind of tapered off, and now the more common sightings that you hear of, that people talk about just crazy, are the white light sightings. And you know, that question kind of made me think, you know, well, why is that? Yeah, it's kind of true. I mean, you still get sightings here and there, but there's like a shift from the saucer to seeing the white light UFO. And then It got me thinking, you know, well, maybe they're learning as well, whatever these things are that are visiting us, you know, they're learning that, you know, maybe that was disturbing people a little too much. Maybe they better tone it down and use light, because light's so neutral and things like that. So, it's definitely, yeah, definitely this whole idea of this stuff. It's just so much stuff to think about, so many avenues to go down.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, I know what you're saying. The light does seem a little bit more friendly, you know, I guess, in a way. I mean, people are seeing all kinds of shapes and all manner of different objects, but the lights are very common, and especially the white light.
Yeah, it seems like, anyway. There's pictures all over the place. I don't know if most of them are genuine, but they look the same as what I'm seeing. So
yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on right now. There's a lot of activity around the world.
It's a strange world, anyway.
It's a very strange world. Yeah, well, I really appreciate you coming on today, Ricky.
Absolutely, thank you very much for having me. As long as I got to get my story out there, I think I've done my part in this whole thing.
Well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. I will be back next Monday. Stay safe and have a great week.
running for my life. Down a dark and lonely road, late at night. And all I see is the late great face of my worst enemy. And that was you.
Son,
now I die.